Okay, so what's your name?
Nevin Morgan.
And so I'm going to ask you some questions about music. What was the first music that you acquired, collected?
The first music that I bought, like, with my own money, it was, you know, from allowance, but that I bought with my own money was Michael Jackson's Dangerous from, like, 1980-something, or 90-something, perhaps. Very embarrassing.
And what format was that in?
That was a cassette tape, I believe, that I bought. The first CD that I ever bought sometime in the 90s was a Jeff Mills, like, DJ set, live recording, I believe, of some sort. Big into rave in the 90s.
And so how do you collect, what format do you collect music in now?
All digital. I moved here from the other end of the country about a year and a half ago, and I didn't take any physical media with me. I took some DVD box sets, but as far as music goes, it's all on my computer now. I buy discs sometimes if something's only available on disc, but I rip it and the disc goes somewhere in the basement.
Yeah, so that was my next question. So you just acquire music digitally, and how do you listen to it?
During the day, I work from home, so most of the stuff I listen to either over Apple TV hooked up to a home theater setup or on my iMac, and that's about 50%, and the other 50% is either in the car from my iPod or on the headphones if I'm, like, walking around town or whatever.
And so where do you acquire music from? Like, where do you...
If it's available on iTunes, I'll get it on iTunes, but a lot of stuff that I buy, at least lately, isn't available there. So I check Amazon, but I haven't really been able to find a whole lot there either. I don't acquire that much of it, actually. Like, I'm very slow to build a music collection. I'm still dragging stuff from the 90s, but there's probably a good deal of semi-legal acquisition going on as well.
Yeah, and do you have misgivings about that, or how do you justify, like, how do you reconcile your ethics around that?
It's troubling. I mean, I'll admit that it's a problem. Like, I don't feel good about it, and if I could buy it, I would, but there's laziness, which kind of stops me from doing it. Then there's I could possibly find it in some record store, but that's a pain, and I wouldn't, and I want it now. So a lot of it is, you know, I need it in the next hour, or otherwise I'm going to lose the high, you know, that's right now pushing me to get it. I don't know. I haven't found a solution to it yet. I do feel bad about it.
And we were just talking about Hot Rats, the Frank Zappa record.
Yeah.
And so you have it. Would you, you know, it sounds like a record. Like, I don't own that. I don't own much Frank Zappa. I think I have Shake Your Booty on vinyl, maybe. But is that something that you would typically offer to a stranger like myself or a friend? Like, do you share music? That's my long way of asking the question.
Oh, okay. Do I share music? I'm still a firm believer in the mixtape. You know, I'll do something like that. I try not to be I try not to be annoying with my music opinions. Like, unless somebody somehow indicates that they're interested in a genre or in something, I'm gonna keep my opinion to myself.
Mm-hmm.
But if I decide to share it with them, usually it's going to be a mix. I mean, I'm kind of hating the mixed CD. It's convenient and everything, but I'm hating, like, the waste of plastic there. So if people, if I know that people are on the whole, like, digital, track of listening to music, then I'll just, like, upload it somewhere or whatever. And as for how I feel about that, about sharing it like that, I can't say that I feel bad, because it would be unreasonable of me to expect for these people to go out and buy this. And at the same time, I think the utility of it, what they get out of it, out of getting, like, 10 songs, out of which, you know, they might really like 5, I'm hoping anyway, I think it's worth it, you know. And I apologize to the artist, but at the same time, you know, it makes people feel good. So I don't know. I don't know what the best legal way is to do it, to make an iMix or something. You know, none of that really works for me.
Yeah. So the whole thing about the ethics and the uncomfortableness or the unresolvedness, is this a conversation that you've had or that you see happening? Have you heard other people talk about this?
Oh, absolutely. I have two good friends who both have like a zero tolerance policy for it, in the sense that they won't take any, non-purchased music.
Wow.
So they won't. I mean, I'll offer to make them a CD, and I'll say something like, "Well, if you find some songs that you like, then just go out and buy them yourself." And they won't do that either. And with those people, I've actually, made an iMix or like gifted a song on iTunes to them, because that's the only way. And if it's something that I really think they're going to like, then that's the only way I see.
And why do you think they have such strong, why do you think they draw the line where they do? Do they work in the music industry? Or?
No. And neither one does. I don't know. I mean, they both have pretty strong ethical standards, I think, on everything. So maybe this is just something where it came up once for them, and somebody made a good argument, or they made a good argument for themselves, and now they have it kind of like pre-compiled in their head that, okay, this is my attitude towards it, and I'm just going to stick to my policy.
Wow, cool. Well, I hope to talk to them. Thanks a lot.